In local news, State Highway 23 will be closed near Te Uku for a few hours today so they can retrieve a concrete truck which rolled off the road last week. The road will be closed from 10 a.m. and is expected to reopen around 2 p.m. Traffic will be detoured along Okiti Road, so you should expect to take an extra 10 minutes or so to get along there. The Environmental Protection Agency has formed a new decision-making committee to rehear an application by Trans-Tasman Resources, which was first made in 2016. Fans of TTR may remember the old decision-making committee being embarrassed by several court cases saying that they'd got it wrong, but somehow they've managed to get the Supreme Court to direct the case back to the EPA for another go. TTR has confirmed that it wants the EPA to reconsider the application. And in 2022, the EPA received directions on procedural matters from the High Court, including the composition of a new DMC. They've asked TTR to provide additional evidence reports or updating material in relation to the application by the 19th of May this year. Barreled Wines Raglan Limited has made application to the District Licensing Committee for an off-licence in respect to the premises situated at 1638 Whanga Road, Ruapuki. The application describes the business as a winery cellar door and is asking for a license to sell alcohol Monday to Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The application can be inspected during ordinary office hours at the office of the District Council in Narawahia, and objections can be made in writing to DLC at waidc.govt.nz. And that is the regular news for Wednesday, the 15th of March, 2023.